Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this next episode is called The Israelites Assist the City of Gibeon Against the Amorite Kings. That's over Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 43. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at HTTPS. :// Bible in smaller chunks, BibleinSmallerChunks at blogspot, blogspot.com. Lord, have this on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. I apologize. But it says not to add to or take away from anything that's written in the Bible. So I had to be very careful about even attempting this. And what the Lord had on my heart after lots and lots of prayers is that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the text in the Bible. But there are times that he shows me how to add to understanding that meaning, but not change the meaning, just understand it. Often that's by putting background information, because at times in the Bible it will talk about something that happened in another chapter or book of the Bible, and the reader might not be able to totally understand what they're referring to. So at the times that he has it on my heart to include, you know, a brief summary or Bible verses that refer to that previous situation that's referring to, and we'll put those within brackets, and then we'll put it in a different color text so those on the internet will know that. And since you can't see the different color text, I'll say within brackets it says. Now, I use brackets a lot for some deviations, but the thing is that don't change the meaning, like putting more current terms. Like instead of putting vittles, I would have within brackets the word food, but or I put who's speaking or being spoken to, because it often just says he spoke to him and it could get tricky. And so if I see it possibly problematic in understanding it, then I might say who's speaking or being spoken to. The thing is, those are minor changes, so they're within brackets just so that somebody on the internet sees it. But I won't tell you as I'm reading the podcast for those. Those are in the same color font because those are minor ones. It's just saying instead of he, it's Joshua or someone else. And that's not changing the meaning of it. It's just helping understand who it is that's being referred to. So the ones that are more important for you to know, because they're added to possibly aid in understanding, providing clarity, those will be within brackets, a different color font for those on the read it, and I will say within brackets as I told you a few minutes ago. This is only done through primarily the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers, but at times BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster's Dictionary, and other internet resources is necessary. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't affect the podcast listener because it's just how I read it. I mean, it will be the same. And for those that get on the internet to see this on the blog site, it's how I read it, but it's just in a table format, which is a little different. But it doesn't have verse numbering. It doesn't say verse 6, verse 7, verse 8. Says like I have that this is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible, it's chapter 10, and it covers verses 1 through 43, because the reason of the range like that is because the Lord also had it on my heart not to put repetitive text in. What he had on my heart was this is for people in our busy world, you know, like sometimes it'll say, you know, the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Asher, and it'll tell all these different details over and over and over and over for all the 12 tribes. And if it's done for emphasis, if it's done for to add meaning, then I include those. But at times when it isn't and it's just repetitive in nature, I will make notation to say all the 12 tribes of Judah, Asher, and on down the line, and what it is that's being repeated over and over again. It just depends what the Lord has on my heart. But in changing that, it changes the verse numbering. I was uncertain how to handle all that. So what the Lord had on my heart was to do the range like I am, that this is the verses 1 through 43, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart from this chapter will be in this podcast. Sometimes also that I will condense, combine, and compress similar words. And also that if I come to something's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, aha, there's an asterisk, it's foretelling of a future event. Every now and then I can briefly tell that, you know, summarize that future event at the end of the passage, but not always. Sometimes more far-reaching or would take longer. And if I come to something referring to when Jesus spoke, his words will be in red and I will tell you that. Okay. The Israelites assisted in the city of Gibeon against the Amorite kings. Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 43. It happened when Adoni-Zedek, Jerusalem's king, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and spelled Ai. So I say it like that, but I may be mispronouncing it in other things, and I apologize if I am. I just do the best I can. Okay, and totally destroyed it and its king, like he had done it to Jericho and its king, and how Gibeon's inhabitants had made peace with Israel and were among them. They were very afraid because Gibeon was a large city, like one of the royal cities, and it was larger than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore, Adoni-Zedek, Jerusalem's king, sent to Hoham, Hebron's king, Piram, Jarmuth's king, Japhia, Lachish's king, Deber, Eglon's king, saying, come up to me and help me so that we may attack Gibeon. For he made peace with Joshua and with the children, which is the people of Israel. Therefore, the five Amorite kings, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up with all their armies. They camped before Gibeon and made war against it. The men of Gibeon sent to the camp of Gilgal to Joshua, saying, don't abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and help us and save us. For all the Amorite kings who live in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua and all his people of war and mighty men of valor went up from Gilgal. The Lord defeated them before Israel and killed them with the great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the road that goes up from Beth Horon and attacked them all the way to Azekah and Makkedah. It happened as they fled before Israel and were going down to Beth Horon, and the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven upon them all the way to Azekah, and they died. Those who died by the hailstones from the Lord God were more than those of the people. I apologize. As it said, those the people of Israel killed. Okay, so it'd be those of the people Israel killed. Forgive me, I'm sorry, I just was trying to make it make sense, and I'm not a perfect typist. I made my way through. Okay, I'm going to read that sentence again because I threw it off. Those who died by the hailstones from the Lord God were more than those of the people of Israel killed, which with a sword. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered the Amorites before the people of Israel. He said in the sight of Israel, son, you stand still upon Gibeon and moon stop in the valley of Ajalon. The sun stood still and the moon stopped until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. isn't this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven and didn't go down the whole day. There was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord paid attention to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Joshua returned and all of Israel with him to the camp at Gilgal. But the five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave of Makkedah. Joshua is told, the five kings are found hidden in the cave of Makkedah. Joshua said, roll large stones upon the mouth of the cave and put men by it to guard them. Don't stop, but pursue after your enemies and attack them from behind. Don't allow them to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hands. It happened when Joshua and the people of Israel had finished attacking them with a large slaughter until they were destroyed. The rest who remained entered into the fenced cities. All the Israelites returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None spoke against any of the people of Israel. Then Joshua said, open the mouth of the cave and bring out of the cave those five kings to me. And they did so. They brought out of the cave those five kings to Joshua. The kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. This is before Jerusalem was, before the Israelites lived in Jerusalem. I apologize. Okay. It happened when they brought out the kings to Joshua. He called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of war who went with him, come near and put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they did so. Joshua said to them, don't be fearful nor discouraged. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord will do this to all your enemies you fight against. Afterward, Joshua struck and killed the kings and hung their bodies on five trees until evening. It happened at sundown. Joshua commanded, and they had them taken down off the trees. I apologize, I forgot to say that. And had them thrown into the cave where they had been hidden, and had large stones put over the cave's mouth that remain there this very day. That day Joshua captured Makkedah and struck it with the edge of the sword. He totally destroyed its king and all who were in him. He didn't let any remain. Joshua did to Makkedah's king like he did to Jericho's king. Then Joshua and all Israel with him crossed from Makkedah to Libna and fought against Libna. The Lord also delivered Libna and its king into the hand of Israel. He smote it, which means struck it, and all the people within it with the edge of the sword. He let none remain and did to its king like he did to Jericho's king. Joshua and all Israel with him crossed from Libna to Lachish, or Lach, Lachish, and camped against it. The Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which captured it on the second day and struck it and all the people within it with the edge of the sword like he had done to Libna. Then Horam, Gezer's king, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua attacked him and his people until none remained. From Lachish, Joshua and all the people with him crossed into Eglon, and they camped against it and fought against it. They captured it on that day and struck it and all the people within it with the edge of the sword like he had done in Lachish. Joshua and all the people, all Israel with him, went up from Eglon to Hebron and they fought against it. They captured it and struck it, its king and all its cities and all the people within them with the edge of the sword like he had done to Eglon and totally destroyed it. Joshua and all Israel with him returned to Debir and fought against it, captured it and its king and all its cities and all the people within them and struck them with the edge of the sword and totally destroyed all and left none remaining like he did to Hebron, Debir, Libna, and their king. Okay, an aside. So there are repetitive portions, but it adds new meaning because it's a different city that was destroyed like this and another city was destroyed like this. So that repetitive portion needs to be there. There are times where it isn't adding new meaning, and that's a whole different case. Okay, back to the passage. Joshua attacked all the hill country, the south, the valley, the springs, and all their kings. He left none remaining and totally destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. Joshua even attacked them from Kadesh Barnea all the way to Gaza and all the country of Goshen, even to Gibeon. All these kings and their land Joshua took at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel, and Joshua and all Israel with them returned to the camp of Gilgal. The next time I share a podcast, it will be titled "The Kings of the Land Battle Against the Israelites Who Win by the Lord God," and it's over Joshua 11, chapters 1 through 23. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.